Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's a game of inches. The end of the game, Gabe caught a beautiful pass. If his feet were just a couple more inches the other way, the energy like would be a little bit different, right? Even though that those guys got to our quarterback, but the energy would just be a little bit different. So it's a game of inches. Like, you would think that it was a full game, you know, like butt whooping, but it's just football, man. Thursday night ball.
I'm guessing Dawkins here.
Yes, sirree.
Okay. Football Friday on WGR. Brought to you by Celino Law. Car crash? Call Celino. Call the eights. And by Crosby's Pizza and Subs, Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready since 1922. 803-0550. Try to keep it tight. Here's Tom with us. Hi, Tom. Not tight. Alex is next. Hi, Alex.
Hi, good afternoon, gentlemen. So, that comment, "What are we doing here," by Josh Allen, kind of tipped the boat for me. I think now we're in official, you know, reevaluating everything. And if I'm trying to be empathetic and put myself in Josh Allen's shoes, I know he's talking to Trubisky, but he's thinking about the coaching plays and the strategy. I have to question everything that's going on with this organization right now, because our offense has been the issue the last all of our elimination games in the playoffs. The offense has had the ball at the end of the game. The defense has been doing what they need to do to give the ball to the offense, and then the offense doesn't come through. And there is a conflict between – there's Brandon Bean, highly recorded audio of him on WGR saying that the offense isn't the problem. Well, Brandon Bean, I'm talking to you right now. The offense is the problem, okay? Joe Brady, the scouting report that you're coming up with pregame is not working. It's pretty obvious that where their strengths are for Houston. Their weakness was up the middle, and we did it one time, and it worked really well with Cook. We should have kept trying to attack that middle. So Joe Brady has to adjust his pregame and his in-game. And then, of course, Sean McDermott's decisions. This was a field goal game. This was a field position game. And time and time again, even the head coach is putting stress on our Superman. But Superman does have kryptonite.
How?
And yesterday.
Are you reading? How? What's McDermott culpable for in this game?
The play calls, not punting when we should have, because this game was
when about should they have punted?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but there was a couple of plays early in the game where I'm like, you got to punt the ball, put him back, because their offense. I don't respect Houston's offense.
Okay,
we only respect their defense.
Bulldog, you know when that was? When should they have punted that they didn't punt?
I don't know. They went for it deep in their own territory and got a first down early in the game. And then the only other time I think they passed up a field goal, I don't know about punting, was they went for it on fourth and one, turned into fourth and six because of a false start. But the series before that, they were further out, I don't know, 32-yard line maybe. They could have kicked a field goal, I suppose. But they went for it on fourth and one and lost yardage and turned the ball over. That play to me,
Cook
is right, and that sequence was all Cook. Like, he had a long run, and I think people are rightly pointing out. I think he wanted to get out of there. He like tapped out, and then they called him back in, and they kept giving it to him. Watch that. If you watch that play closely from there's a end zone view, like behind the Bills. What I don't understand about that play. And that is the sequence that Allen goes to the sideline and is seen saying, you know, what are we doing? He probably is frustrated about the play calls, but it's also possible what are we doing is why did my right guard just completely miss the guy So there's a lot of things he could have been thinking there, but it's probably frustration with the overall, right? There is nobody in front of McGovern on that play. And Allen is under center. And how he doesn't just take the ball without even telling anyone. Like, I don't think you don't have to change the play call. You don't have to change anything. Take the snap and just follow the center. He would add the yard easy.
Well, okay.
And that is very confusing to me. From Allen's standpoint,
I don't know when they were supposed to punt that they didn't punt. That's early fourth quarter, and they're at the Houston 23.
Yeah.
So that couldn't have been it. Here's Shane next. Hi, Shane.
Hey, guys. Next time I call, kind of surprised I got on so quick. But, honestly, Bulldog, kind of similar to you. Like, I mean, nothing against you guys. I haven't been listening to, a lot of Bill stuff today because I just can't stomach it. And I was with the Bills, honestly, probably till that fourth down at the end of the game when the ball hit the ground. I thought they were going to do it. And since that moment, my perspective on the season has just completely changed. They just seemed like a different team. They showed up. They didn't show up yesterday. McDermott doesn't even seem like he wants to be there. He's just got this 1,000-yard stare. Josh feels like a different person. And maybe just deep down, they just know they don't have it this year.
Those are different things. If they know that and there are about 100 people, this would be a blanket statement about. I'm sure there's a wide range of opinions about what they think they're in for. I mean, I'm not listening to McDermott doesn't want to be there. Why? Because he's not more demonstrative. I like his demeanor on the sideline. I don't think it's bad. I think it's good. I think these are times when you want your leadership to be under control and not a lunatic, So it doesn't have to be at one end of the, either extreme. But are you really saying that? You don't think Sean McDermott wants to be around? Can we just kind of see how the season plays out first?
Yeah. I will on the overall, well, I don't know if this is the overall really, but on Allen and the headspace he may or may not be in, this is the second. I mean, they've lost two of these three, and is it four out of seven or whatever? Are they 3-4 since they started 4-0? I think
yes.
That's right. But two out of three, right? And look, this is, you hear this more in hockey locker rooms, I think, but occasionally, well, it happens. The Bills are losing a little more than we're used to, I guess. So we're hearing more losing commentary. Guys are being asked about losses, but it's the second time in 3 weeks Allen has said they wanted it more. And I don't know if that's something that he is sensing or if it's just a thing out of the cliche book to get through the news conference. But that stood out to me last night, that he said that again, because he said it after Miami and a few other guys said it after Miami. I don't know if anybody else said it last night, but Allen, sitting there with the media last night, did use that phrasing. I don't have the exact quote in front of me, but it was the same sentiment. And that can be a we don't have it type of thing to me. That is something you could get to if you think everybody, we're not good enough. And it wouldn't surprise me if they're shook. Like, however McDermott looks or sounds and how Allen looks and sounds after these games, they might be shook in a way that they haven't been in 6 years.
Maybe. Well, it's meaningless, I think. Because the one thing players never say is we're not good enough. No, nobody ever says that. And I think they would think it. Lots of teams would think it. But nobody ever says that. What you get is more, not even really that adjacent to that, but just maybe it's effort. Because you'll get away with that. If you're a star, what did Thompson say on Wednesday night? Maybe we have passengers.
Yeah.
Huh. What, a name names? No.
Well, that's what I mean. That's why I'm pointing out that Allen has used that phrasing twice in a row. It could be a cover for he doesn't think they have it.
I think he probably does think that they don't have it when it comes to talent. I think that, and a lot of these forced plays and turnovers and these kind of jailbreak kind of plays are probably some function of that sometimes, where I don't know what to do here. I don't have a guy that I know can do this with me. And that includes Cook. He's just a running back. I mean, I guess he could be Rico Dowdle or somebody. Just like it's running back. It's almost irrelevant. You don't have a player on the team. Allen doesn't have a partner. And so this is what they wanted. I mean, this is 2 years. They won all the time, 30 points a game, da-da-da-da-da. I mean, this is what they built, and now it seems like they are paying for it. And that is not a surprise to many of us.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
That they would be. Was it a surprise last night or not necessarily? Like, I don't know. Every week is different. But you found a team here that can wreck your offense. And they did. And the Bills still were probably minus money to win with a minute left, which is sick. Like, that's the Bills. That's been the whole 5 years, is almost always, whenever they lose, they're still, like, right there. And maybe that'll just be, again, how the playoffs happen, you know? Maybe we've been there, too, and maybe that's just what the destiny is here. But as many things as there were last night that seemed problematic, all the injuries, all the sacks, turnovers again, you're right there.
Yep.
And I don't want to come off of that this season, if you make the playoffs, well, really, this game will also just be completely forgotten if you get it right then. And they have time to do that. They just have to make it. And that's what's different today, is whether they make it. Look at the standings and imagine, if you will, what it looks like if they lose to Pittsburgh. Because then it gets very dicey. Now, you've lost to Houston. And who knows what can't you've beaten Kansas City, at least. Maybe the seventh seed will come down to a Bills-Chiefs head-to-head tiebreaker.
Right.
I don't know. But there's a lot that can still happen
right,
here.
There's a lot of traffic right around where the Bills are. And right behind them, Kansas City and Baltimore are lurking at 5-5. Like, if they go in the right direction from here, I mean, the Chiefs just lost last week. So we'll see if they, you know, rebound at home against Indianapolis this week. But, the teams chasing you are not Jacksonville and Miami right now. You know, it's Baltimore and Kansas City are the teams in the rearview mirror right now, and that can be a certain kind of alarming.
Houston's defense is really good. Jacksonville's defense is also really good. Maybe we just have to sort of look south here this year, which I've not been willing to do. I think Indianapolis could be in trouble. I guess now I'm making the mistake of buying high on the Texans after last night, but Indianapolis has a brutal schedule, and that starts Sunday in Kansas City. We'll see what happens. Let's go to Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hey, guys. You know, it was late in the fourth quarter, 6 minutes, 44 seconds left, and they were 4th and 1. And I believe you make that field goal, because they were in field goal range. It's a one-point game. And even if they miss it, it's still a one-score game. But I think that was a situation, I think the coach made a bad call. They should have taken the field goals right there.
They did kick a field goal right there. 5:48 left to cut it to 4.
No, the series before that.
Okay, when Cook had stopped.
When it would have been 22-21.
It would have been 23-19 if your kicker makes the field goal after having missed an extra point already. That's right. It's not a given.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Okay. Thank you. Mike is next. Hi, Mike.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good.
So I've been watching football for a long time.
Same.
I don't think I've seen an offensive line get beat up that bad, and I can't remember when. Like, I saw offensive linemen getting hit and just giving up. Like, they were just getting their butts handed to them, and that's not good. I mean, Spencer Brown's the biggest guy on our team, and he was getting blown up.
But, well, that's very rare.
And he was playing with one arm a lot of the game. I don't know when he got hurt, but, I mean, he was in the tent, came back out, and tried to keep playing, and he was it's another thing that maybe they should have acted on sooner that they didn't. We get him out of there.
Yep.
He just could not. He's playing one of the best edge rushers in the game, and he couldn't really do anything with his right arm.
He battled. Scott's next. Hi, Scott.
Hey, Scott. Hey.
We're off to a great start. Scott, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. Hey, guys, how's it going? I just had a quick thought. You know what I mean? Like, the actual, like, Bills were going down there.
Okay, we got to go. Sorry. It's not one of those days. We'll have Eric Wood at 4, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog Football Friday on WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.